Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about the future of online communities and how AI could actually be the key to making them even better.
Absolutely.
We're talking about escaping those mega platforms
yeah.
and stepping into a world of smaller user-driven spaces.
Yeah.
You with me?
Absolutely. And I think what's really fascinating about this is how it ties into this idea of model collapse,
okay,
which sounds a little intimidating,
yeah,
but it's something that I think we can all wrap our heads around.
Okay, so model collapse, break that down for me. Like, I just walked out of a time machine from the days of dial-up.
Okay, imagine an AI that writes a story.
Okay.
And then another AI learns to write by only reading that story, and then another AI learns from the second one, and so on.
Right.
You sort of end up in this spiral where each generation of AI has less and less original material to learn from.
Right.
It's like a game of telephone, but instead of a funny misheard phrase at the end,
right,
we risk ending up with just incredibly bland and repetitive content online.
So the AI is basically getting dumber.
Yeah.
Because it's stuck in an echo chamber of its own making.
Exactly. And that's a huge problem when you consider how much AI-generated content is flooding the internet these days. It's like we're feeding a steady diet of junk food to something that's supposed to be learning and evolving.
Right, and becoming more intelligent.
Right.
Okay, that makes total sense. So where do these smaller, independent online communities come into play? I'm sensing a light at the end of this digital tunnel.
Yeah, think of it this way. You know those vibrant, close-knit villages you hear about?
Yeah.
Where everyone knows each other and actively contributes to the community's well-being.
Mm-hmm.
These smaller communities, powered by something called AI for communities, could offer a much richer and, more importantly, more authentic online experience. Imagine if online spaces were more like that.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this AI for communities thing. What makes it so special?
Well, in these smaller communities, users actually have ownership and control over the AI. They train it on their collective knowledge and values, which is radically different from the massive platforms we're used to, where the algorithms often feel very opaque and unpredictable.
Yeah, it's like the difference between having a conversation with a room full of strangers versus a group of close friends.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
The dynamics are totally different.
In smaller groups, conversations tend to be more nuanced, more thoughtful, and they're much less prone to the kind of negativity that can spiral out of control on larger platforms.
This is starting to sound less like a solution to model collapse and more like a solution to internet drama in general. But how would this actually play out in the real world? Are we talking about ditching the platforms we know and love?
Not necessarily. It's more about diversifying the online landscape and recognizing that one size doesn't fit all. Just like in the real world where we spend time in bustling cities and quiet cafes, we need a range of online spaces to cater to our different needs and interests.
So are there any real-world examples of this kind of online village already out there? I'm ready to pack my bags.
You're in luck. The Fediverse is a perfect example of this decentralized approach.
Okay.
Instead of one giant platform, it's a network of interconnected communities, each with its own kind of flavor and focus.
Okay.
Think of it like a bustling city with all these distinct neighborhoods. You've got your art districts, your financial hubs, your cozy residential areas, all kind of coexisting and linked together.
Okay, I'm picturing it now. So instead of being stuck in one giant Facebook feed, I could be exploring a Fediverse neighborhood dedicated to, say, vintage sci-fi novels, another one for bread baking enthusiasts. The possibilities are kind of endless. But how would these communities actually harness AI in a way that benefits everyone?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Imagine a group of musicians, all passionate about a specific genre, coming together in a Fediverse community. They could form what's called a data union.
A data union. Now, that has a nice ring to it. Tell me more.
It's like a collective where everyone contributes their data. In this case, maybe it's sheet music, recordings, even just their thoughts on what makes a melody catchy. And they use all of that to train an AI that understands their specific musical style inside and out.
So instead of relying on some generic algorithm to, like, recommend music, they'd have an AI trained on the collective wisdom of their own community. That's brilliant.
And the best part is this AI could then help them create new music,
mm-hmm.
suggest interesting chord progressions, even analyze their compositions to help them improve their craft. It's like having a personalized digital studio assistant, you know, powered by the collective knowledge of the entire community.
I can see how that would be incredibly powerful for creative collaboration. But what about communities that aren't focused on something as, like, tangible as music? How would this work for, say, a group of history buffs or people passionate about sustainable living?
And that's where the concept of algorithm stores comes in. Imagine an online marketplace where communities can browse and subscribe to AI services that cater to their specific needs. Need an AI that can cross-reference historical documents or one that can help you reduce your carbon footprint? There could be an algorithm for
It's
that.
like Etsy, but for bespoke algorithms. I
Yeah.
love it. And this way, communities are not limited to only what they can create themselves. They can tap into a whole ecosystem of AI tools that are designed to empower them.
Right.
And think about the possibilities for content moderation.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine an AI that's been trained on the community's own guidelines and values,
Yeah.
able to identify and flag potentially harmful content with much greater accuracy and nuance than any general purpose algorithm could.
Absolutely.
That would be a game changer, especially for those volunteer moderators working tirelessly behind the
It's
scenes.
huge.
It would free them up to focus on fostering those essential human connections that make online communities so special.
Exactly. It's all about using AI to enhance human capabilities, not replace them. And it's not just a futuristic fantasy either. We're already seeing glimpses of this in action today.
Okay, you mentioned seeing this in action today. Give me some real-world examples. I need proof this isn't science fiction.
We'll take Brave Search, for example.
Okay.
They basically said no to that traditional search engine model and built their own using a curated data set from their community of users.
Right.
And a lot of people say it's a far more private and relevant search experience than the big guys out there.
Right. And then there's Archive of Our Own, AO3, as the cool kids call it.
Right.
It's this massive online community for fan fiction,
Yeah.
completely user-run. And they've basically created their own bespoke online world that's perfectly tailored to their needs.
It's a great example of what happens when a community has that ownership and control.
Yeah.
They've even got like their own unique tagging system,
Right.
which is incredibly granular and specific. So you can filter content with a level of precision you just won't find on mainstream platforms.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of a community kind of leveraging its collective intelligence to create something really special.
And it makes you wonder if this can work for fan fiction, why not for all sorts of other communities and interests? Imagine a world where online spaces for everything from like local gardening tips to independent filmmaking are just as thoughtfully designed and curated.
Precisely. It's about moving from that one-size-fits-all internet to this rich tapestry of diverse online experiences.
Yeah.
And AI, used thoughtfully, can be a really powerful tool in weaving that tapestry.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing you really want them to remember about all of this?
I think the future of online communities isn't about abandoning the platforms that we know, but about demanding more.
Okay.
More choice, more control, more ownership.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that we as users, we have the power to shape the online world that we want to inhabit.
And that starts with exploring the alternatives, supporting projects that align with those values, and maybe even like, being brave enough to start our own little online villages, right?
Exactly. Because if model collapse teaches us anything, it's that the antidote to a homogenized digital world is the vibrant diversity of authentic human connection and creation. And those are things worth fighting for.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the future of online communities.
Yeah.
It's clear that the potential here is enormous, and the future, as always, is unwritten. Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep those deep dive questions coming.